the time, many traditional Navajo consulted with medicine men. Some still do. The medicine men perform a sing or ceremony to cure the individual of the disease. The medicine men used herbal remedies, chants, and other rituals. At a sing, all the people concentrated their energies on getting the person well. In contrast, the cold, impersonal hospital with unfamiliar foods and treatments made the Navajo uncomfortable, so they left the hospital. Annie understood why they were leaving. Now she had to find a way to convince them to stay. Caption: A Navajo medicine man performing a sing or healing ceremony. Feature box: Tuberculosis. Tuberculosis has been a worldwide problem since the time of the ancient Egyptians. From about 1700 to the 1950s, TB was the leading cause of death in Europe and North America. Drugs developed in the 1950s slowed the spread of the disease until the mid-1980s. Now, drug-resistant strains of the disease are killing thousands of people each year, especially in developing nations that have poor sanitation. Annie threw herself into TB research to learn as much as she could about the disease. For 3 months, she studied. She read medical books. She talked with doctors and nurses. She looked at chest x-rays. She looked at slides under a microscope. When she was ready, she began to visit patients in the hospital as well as those who were still at home. Many Navajo had no idea of how the illness was spread, so Annie talked to them in the Navajo language. When there was no Navajo word to describe a concept, she invented one. She did all that she could to encourage people to stay in the hospital for the full course of treatment.